First mission, Megillah, Daf Beis Aleph, starts off like this. Megillah Nikras, Beit Aleph, Beit Beis, Beit Gimel, Beit Aleph, Beit Hasvav, like Pachas of Le'yosef. So the Megillah is read on the following dates, Beit Aleph, Beit Beis, Beit Gimel, Beit Hasvav, not more, not less. Now, a couple of haris over here on this first line of the Mishnah. Number one, once you tell me all the dates, the Megillah could be read. Obviously, it can't be read on other dates. Why does the Mishnah need to add these words, Le'pachas Le'yosef? What is that adding over here? Also, if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, not less than Yud Aleph, not more than Tesvav. Again, that seems to be obvious. That's what the Mishnah is saying. What is Rashi adding by saying the words, not less than Yud Aleph, not more than Tesvav? Also, it's a little bit shver, the first Rashi in the Masechta Megillah, Nikras, Yud Aleph. So Rashi says, sometimes on this date, sometimes on that date. It's also not Pasha, what is Rashi coming to Bavarna over here? Obviously, we're saying it's Pa'am and Bezeh. Doesn't mean you have to read it on all these dates. So what exactly is Rashi's Chiddush? Those are a couple of haris over here on the first line in the Mishnah. And there's a beautiful Hasbir said over B'Shem the Gra and B'Shem Shamshon Ma'astropolia. Both of them say it a little bit differently, but the Ikar Yasid is the same. And they're Masbir like this. We know that the... So they say basically that the Mishnah over here is being Meramez to Gvaldik Yasidus over here. We know that there's two ways in which Hashem's name is used in this world. The Gemara says, Lokshani Nichtav Ani Nikra. The way we write Hashem's name is not the way it's read. We write it Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke, but we read it Shem Adnes, Aleph Dalad, Nun Yud. In this world, we're only able to say the Shem Adnes, that's the Shem which is Begilui, Lasad Lavai, Bayamu Yashem Achad, Shem Achad. We're able to use the Shem Havaya as well, the Shem of Yudke Vavke. In this world, we can only write the Shem Havaya, but we can't read it, we can't say it out loud. That's the two shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they want to be mazbir that this is really murumas over here in the Mishnah. When we say Megillah Nikres, Beit Aleph, Beit Gimel, Beit Aleph, Beit Hasvav, the Megillah Nikres, if you take the dates of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Beit Aleph, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and you add them up, you get the number 65. It equals 65. 65 is gematria of the Shem Adnes. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yon is gematria 65. That's the gematria of all these dates added up together, 65. So what the Mishnah is saying over here, that the Megillah Nikres, the Shem Hashem is Nikra, it's read out loud, it's Begilui, Megillah is Lashon of Gilui. How is Hashem's name revealed in this world? How is it a way in which we could say it? That's in Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Beit Aleph, Tesvav, which equals Samachay, that's the Shem Adnes. In this world, the Gilui of Shem Havaya is through Adnes, which equals the sum of all those dates. That's what it means, Megillah Nikras. Now, what does it mean, Le'pachas Le'yoser? It's Le'pachas Le'yoser. Rashi says, Le'pachas, not less than Yud Aleph, not more than Tesvav, 11 and 15. If you take 11 and 15, you add them together, you get 26, Chavav, and 26 is the gematria of Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya equals 26, and that is the remez over here, that the Megillah Nikras, the Giloy of Shem Hashem, is the sum of all those dates, which is 65, Samachay. But Le'pachas Le'yoser, but the other Shem Hashem, it can't be less than 26, which refers to the Shem Havaya, which is the other Eifen, the other form of and Bechina of Shem Hashem. And that's why Rashi says over here, Pa'am and Bezeh, Pa'am and Bezeh. Rashi is trying to say that when it comes to the Shem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes we use the Shem Havaya, sometimes we use the Shem Adnes. It depends when it is. In this world, it's going to be the Shem Adnes, Las Lava will be the Shem Havaya. That's what the Tan over here is being Meramez. Why is the Meramez Dafka over here in the beginning of Masechus Megillah, Mistama? Because even the Shem Adnes in this world is not always Megillah. It's Behester Panim. We don't always get to see it. But through the Megillah, through the Ma'aseh Purim, we're able to see the Yad Hashem. We're able to. There was a Giloy of even the Shem Adnes. That came up by Giloy. And we made the sinning of Megillah Nikres. The Giloy of Shem Adnes is Meramez over here in the beginning of Masechus Megillah. That is something that came about, became this Gala. Through the Ma'aseh of Purim and the Gilui Hashem Havaya, that will happen. Lost in love, Bezus Hashem, Bayamu Yashem Echad Ushma Echad. That's basically the Pshat over there saying the Mishnah. Now it's interesting to note there's a Peldik and Ma'aseh said over about the Gra. Chatzka Abramsky used to say over this Ma'aseh every Purim that a big guy from Varsha once met a grandson of the Gra. And he asked this grandson of the Gra, you know, what was so special about the Gra? What was so unique about him? What was his godless? And the grandson told him the following, I'll tell you what my grandfather was like, even as a young child. And he said, as a young child, somebody once came to the Gra and asked him a kasha. He said, why is it that in this first mishnah over in Megillah, we say Megillah Nikras Beit Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Daled Hasvav, Le'pachas Le'yoser. The Tana adds on these words, Le'pachas Le'yoser. But yet, if you look in the Mishnah Shabbos in Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, there's a very similar Mishnah talking about Bris Milah, and it says over there that Katan is Nimol, L'shmayna L'tisha L'asar L'achad Asav L'yud Beis. A katan could be nimol. His bris milah could take place either on day 8, day 9, day 10, day 11, day 12, depending on different things that happen as the Yeah, the Gemara explains over there. And over there, the Mishnah does not add on the words Lepachas Vayaser. So why is it over here when we have all these different dates, the Tana does say Lepachas Vayaser, but over there the Tana did not feel a need to say the words Lepachas Vayaser like it says over here. So this guy heard the kasha, and on the spot he said a beautiful pilpul to be miyashivit to answer the steer in the two Mishnah. That's why over here it says Lepachas Vayaser and not in the Mishnah and Shabbos. So the grandson of the Gemara says it's a very nice shikul taira, but my grandfather said even better. So the guy said, okay, you know what, give me a couple of days, I want to think about it, and I'll come back to you. So he came back 3 days later, and he told him another shtickle tire, beautiful pilpul being mazbir, the chilek between Mishnah Megillah and Mishnah Shabbos, why over here it says Lepachas Vayaseh, and over there not. And the Enochol Ligra heard it, and he said, it's a very fine shtickle tire, but my grandfather said even better. So the guy asked him, he says, no, so what did your grandfather say? Let me hear, what could be better than my teretz? And the grandson of the Gra told him, he says, my grandfather answered very simple. He said, in the Mishnah Shabbos, it also says, Lepachas Vayaser. Take a look at the Mishnah over there in Daf Kuf HaMazayin Amud Aleph. It says, Katanim L'Shmei L'Tisha L'Asar L'Chanasa Yidbeis, Lepachas Vayaser. Taka says it, the Kasha doesn't begin. And that was the godless of the Gra. He had the whole Tyra, Kalah Tarkul in front of him at all times. And he knew right away what it says in the Mishnah over there. And he knew that this Kasha is B'chal Nara Kasha. That is the Maisa that shows a little bit of the godless of the Gra even as a child. So it's interesting to note, Lefidus Mahalach of the Gra and Reb Shimshin, that there's some type of sight over here, Merumas and Lepachas Vayaser, Lagabi the Shem Hashem, and Kriyas Megillah. So how would that fit in the Mishnah Shabbos over there? Over there, it's talking a whole different Indian, of Mila, and the dates are different. So why over there? How do we explain those words, Lepachas Vayaser? So that's something to think about, how to apply the sight to that Mishnah, the Baalei HaSait, I'm sure, have a Mahalach, how that would work out in the Mishnah over there as well. Just want to end off with a Peldik and Maisa I heard recently about Ramesh Heineman Shlita. This was said over by Mordechai Frankel, said this over recently. And he said that he was once standing with Rabbi Heineman, and Rabbi Heineman was looking through a sefer of Sipur Tzadikim, you know, stories of Gedalim. And he happened to open up to this page that said over this Maisa that I just mentioned from the Gra, the grandson of the Gra, together with this guy from Varsha. So Rav Heineman started reading the story, and he reads the part where this the grandson of the Gra said that somebody asked my grandfather the Gra, why is it that in Masechus Megillah it says Lepachas Vayaser, and in the Mishnah Shabbos it does not say it? So Rav Heineman stopped, and he told Mordechai Frankel, he said, this Maaseh doesn't make any sense. It can't be true, because the Mishnah Shabbos also says Lepachas Vayaser. That's what his reaction was right away when he read the Maaseh, Ad Kan the Maaseh, Berechash of a Maaseh, Ma'akul Panim. This is a little bit about the Lashon over Lepachas Vayaser, both in Nigla and Al Derech HaNister, the way the Acharonim are Masbir.